With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the holiday getaway is underway, so will rain and snow get in the way? Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullinax says much of the eastern half of the U.S. will see rain and then by midweek even snow, making driving difficult. And if you're flying...
One of the more notable impacts for Tuesday, especially maybe for air travel, will be winds. It will be pretty gusty. Up and down, basically from the Virginia Tidewater on north up into the interior northeast. And by Wednesday morning, we've got snow that's really starting to take shape across much of northern New England, again, staying rain along the I-95 corridor.
For those late travelers,
it should dry out by the time you get towards the second half of Wednesday.
Of course, the day before Thanksgiving can be pretty busy. I'm Julie Walker.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin made an unannounced visit to Ukraine. He brought a message of reassurance, saying Ukraine's effort to defeat Russia's invasion is important.
The message that I bring you today, Mr. President, is that the United States of America is with you. It will remain with you for the long haul. What happens here in Ukraine, that not only matters to Ukraine, but it matters to the rest of the world. It certainly matters to the United States of America.
He met Monday with President Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's defense minister and chief of staff, and announced that the U.S. would be sending an additional $100 million in weapons. Rosalynn Carter's tiny hometown of Plains, Georgia, is mourning the death of the former U.S. First Lady and global humanitarian who died Sunday at 96. Lifelong residents and more recent transplants to Plains remembered her Monday as an involved presence around town, despite all that she and former President Jimmy Carter achieved elsewhere. On Wall Street, the Dow by 203 points, the Nasdaq rose 159, the S&P advanced 33. This is SRN News. Another megachurch quits the UMC.
This time it's Christ Methodist Church in Mobile, Alabama. Its 5,000 members have voted to leave the denomination over its embrace of homosexual ordination and gay marriage. The United Methodist Church has been losing congregations at an accelerating rate ever since it decided to abandon biblical teaching on sexuality, and the flood shows no sign of abating. A formal split is scheduled to be effected by UMC officials next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Russian Justice Ministry has filed a lawsuit with the nation's Supreme Court to outlaw the LGBT international public movement because it's extremist. The ministry argues authorities have identified extremism in gay organizations inside the country and accuses them of inciting social and religious discord. This move represents the latest step in a decade-long effort by the Russian government to lower the profile of LGBT groups. This is SRN News. The nation's capital is in the midst of a crime crisis.
Police in the nation's capital are handing out tracking devices and dashboard cameras to local drivers to help stem rising crime rates. The parallel initiatives are just part of a multi-pronged anti-crime offensive launched by the Metropolitan Police Department. Violent crimes, particularly homicide and car theft, have risen sharply. As of November 14th, homicides are up 34% compared to this time last year. Car theft is up 98%, and carjackings have more than doubled, up to 104%. John Scott report.
Los Angeles drivers returned to a much more normal commute Monday when an elevated stretch of a major freeway reopened well ahead of original estimates. A raging arson fire shut down the section of Interstate 10 south of downtown for more than a week. Crews worked around the clock for days to shore up support columns. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.